Bo Wolf and Tony Pauline for PhiladelphiaEagles.com, taking a look at finally 11-on-11 full team session here, the West team at the East-West Shrine game, Tony. And after a long day of stretching, we finally get some action.
And special teams, but that, there's no better way to end off the practice. And hopefully we'll get to see a little bit more. You look over here, number 99, Larry Williams of Bloomsburg going up against Charles Leno of Boise State.
Larry Webster,
I apologize, of Bloomsburg.
Keith Wenning of Ball State, a quarterback here. Quick out to John Brown from Pitt State. John Brown's had a pretty good day.
Ran good routes, caught the ball with his hands there. I mean, he had some problems with drops early during the drills, but he's caught the ball well in one-on-ones and now full scrimmage, so that's something scouts will take into account.
And the teams switch units here. You see Justin Ellis, the big defensive tackle from Louisiana Tech, number 70. He's in there. Webster still in there, 99. Shaquille Richardson at right cornerback, number 5. He's a guy who may fit the Eagles' size requirements at cornerback. And at quarterback, we still have Keith Wenning.
Look at the left side of the West offensive line. Charles Leno of Boise State and Dakota Dozier, the small school offensive tackle, is going to play at guard in the NFL. You see how low he plays, bending his knees. That's terrific fundamentals from both those guys.
Shaquille Richardson, Tony, continues to be an absolute star. Will you finally give the man some credit?
That was a good play. I think it was more of a forced pass by the quarterback, though, but let's give him some credit.
One more time, please.
We'll give Richardson some credit. It was a good play by him.
Thank you, Tony. Don't say that you can't change. You're not the most stubborn guy we know. All right, so... All right, so the same defense stays out there. Eagles fans maybe looking at safeties. You've got Sean Parker, the man they call Napster, at safety from Washington, number 1. And then number 3 there is Alden Darby from Arizona State, a pair of Pac-12 guys.
And Darby looked good in drills. That's one of the things you see him, Darby, making the calls in the defensive backfield. That's what you like to see. He's going to be the quarterback back there. Make sure his teammates are in proper position.
Tommy Reese, a quarterback. Let's see if he goes past 5 yards. He does not. Chandler Jones, San Jose State, with the catch.
Well, he did go further than 5 yards laterally, but it wasn't down the field. It's a nice catch by Jones. Want to see him catch the ball with his hands. Quickly turns it up the field, running after the catch. That's one thing you want to look at the receivers. It's not catch the ball and decide what you're going to do while you think. You got to react immediately.
Looking at the size guys again. Number 41, Tyler Starr. Tell us about him.
Starr, he was exactly that on the Division II level. Was one of the best defenders, a tackling machine. He's got great size, not a good athlete, though. More of a slow-footed type of guy that you're going to have to use up in the box. Basically got knocked out, washed out of the play by the Air Force running back there. If he makes a team, it's going to be as an undrafted, free agent who's going to have to show his worth on special teams.
He is from South Dakota. That carry was by Ben Molina of Texas A&M. Second year in a row we've had a Texas A&M running back here at the Shrine Game. Christine Michael last year. Molina, a little bit of juice in his legs?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, Molina was one of the reasons why Christine Michael was relegated to backup duty as a senior. Definitely a different type of back. Michael was more of a power straight-ahead downhill runner, where Molina is more of your scat back who creates his own yardage. Very dangerous in the open field when the ball's in his hands.
Tommy Reese drops back. Going to Shontavious Jones from Valdosta State. A bit of a body catch there. He's a guy who has not been the most impressive this week.
Yeah, you got to like the way he came back to the ball to make himself a target. But like you said, he lets that pass lazily get inside him. You can't do that because all too often when he's playing or when he's catching the ball from NFL-type quarterbacks, that ball's going to come into him a lot faster. Opportunity for the ball to bounce off his chest and go incomplete.
Again, we want to look at the safeties. Daytuan Lowe from Oklahoma State is number 8. And then the big guy you see there, number 9 from BYU, that is Daniel Sorensen. He goes just above 6'1". He's big for a safety, but the flip side to that is that he doesn't have much speed.
And you want to watch the Oklahoma State safety. He's basically playing over the slot receiver, Bernard Reedy here, and that's what you want to see. Is he just a downhill type of guy, or how does he do in man-to-man coverage? And the ball is going to Reedy, who makes the reception as an underneath pass, a dump-off. And, of course, Tommy Reese was the quarterback there, correct?
Correct. You have scouted Tommy Reese's strengths and flaws like nobody else.
I think as we leave this practice, there's one definitive thing we can say, and that is Tommy Rees is the master of the 3-yard dump-off pass.
Tony Pauline said it, not me. Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net. Follow him on Twitter, at Tony Pauline. Is that what it is, at Tony Pauline?
I'm thinking of changing it to at Bo Wolf.
At Tommy Checkdown. That's how you can follow Tony Pauline. All right, Keith Price at quarterback now. Another Pac-12 guy. A lot of action there at the line.
You see Cassius Marsh. I mean, if you watched our earlier video of the line drills, I said he is an effort guy. He is a guy who makes plays based on his intensity, on his competitiveness. He's not a great athlete. You know, kind of someone who's not big enough to be a two-gap defensive end or defensive tackle, not athletic enough to be in an end in a four-man line, but just finds a way to make plays because of his hustle. And you saw that there. And that's what's going to help him have a career at the next level.
UCLA product. Keith Price once again, this time in shotgun. Rolling out. Good pressure. And he tosses a floater.
An inaccurate floater that the receiver had no chance to catch. That's the problem with Price. I mean, he was a good athlete in college, but never really progressed as a passer. He's got to really improve his accuracy, his pass placement. Can't make his receivers work hard to catch the ball. And that's exactly what he's done all day today.
Another guy let's take a look at here. 96, Chidera Uzodiribe, about 6'2", 250 or so. Is he a 4-3 defensive end, or could he potentially have the athleticism to be a 3-4 outside linebacker?
He's a solid pass rusher. I think as he puts his hand on the ground now, he'll be used as both, but he'll get primary looks as a 3-4 outside linebacker. A lot of it depends on his speed, how he runs in pre-draft workouts. I doubt he gets a combine invite, but you know, if he runs fast being, you know, somewhere from 4.75 lower, they'll give him consideration at outside linebacker in a 3-4.
Quick pass there from Price to Shontavious Jones. Larry Webster, the cornerback, in off coverage there, the reason that Price made that read. New defense on the field. The man himself, number 5, Shaquille Richardson. Tony Pauline's favorite player at the Shrine Game.
Getting back to what you said about Webster from Bloomsburg playing in coverage, you know, that's what you want to see at these games. Webster basically came out of a 3-point stance in Bloomberg and was just asked to rush up the field. Now, you know, can he stand up and rush the passer? Can he drop off the line of coverage? You see him there against Searles of Nebraska, who washed him from the play. He's got to get stronger.
That was some San Jose State on San Jose State crime there, as Chandler Jones makes the reception with Benny Benwickery in coverage. Tight coverage, but a nice catch by Jones. And credit to Keith Price for fitting it in the hole.
And the receiver for coming back to the ball and just snatching the pass out of the air. Quick hands as well as strong hands.
And that does it for the team session here. West team, East-West Shrine Game. Tony Pauline, DraftInsider.net. Bo Wolf for PhiladelphiaEagles.com.